This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The IRS has announced Coloradans will not have to pay federal income tax on Tabor checks received last year. The IRS warned residents in several states that they were reviewing what they called relief payments issued last year. But state officials argued that Tabor refunds have not been taxed in 30 years, and to do so now would break precedent. The decision is good news for any Coloradans who have already filed their taxes. It means you don't have to file any extra paperwork. Faculty at Metropolitan State University of Denver have been preparing for a reduced workload starting next fall, but university leaders say its board of trustees has tabled the implementation of that plan, citing questions over its financial sustainability. Sheila Ruski, a political science professor at the school, says the delay comes at the 11th hour.
Everyone was surprised. The deans, everyone who had been sort of planning for the implementation in fall was just, I think, shocked.
Uncertainty around the plan's future is heightened after MSU's provost, who pushed the idea, announced today he would step down from his post. Hospitalizations for confirmed COVID-19 cases fell below 200. That's the lowest number since mid-October. But more utilities are reporting increasing COVID levels in wastewater, including some bigger Metro Front Range communities. A former Loveland police officer convicted of assaulting a dementia patient has a chance to be moved to a halfway house. Austin Hopp pleaded guilty for his violent arrest of 73-year-old Karen Garner in 2020. He was sentenced to 5 years in prison and has served 9 months. A hearing for Hopp is scheduled for next week. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.